Orlando's tend to be successful. Orlando Bloom, Orlando Jones.
Keep going.
O-Town. Okay, the question is, what kind of home security do you have? And what kind of home security is ideal?
Are you trying to break into my house?
Yeah. I'm just trying to say, like, what are the blueprints to your air vent system?
I think the best home security is a decoy home. I want to hollow out the ground underneath my house and have that be my real house and just have a sort of average looking house up top, but with nothing really of value in it. And all the good stuff is in a secret hatch, like full on two story home underground.
Yeah, this is a great idea. I hadn't thought of this, but I love it. Only disadvantage I'm seeing off the bat is lack of windows, but I guess you have the money to just reflect light down through your fake house. A sophisticated mirror system.
I would be fine with just fake windows that have UV lights in them too. I don't really need windows.
They are overrated. Especially with technology and televisions.
Yeah. As far as what I actually have today, I have a doorbell camera, and that's pretty much it. But I have found that it does make me feel a lot more secure because it sends me a push notification every time someone is near the front of my house.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'll know if something's going on. Unless you can't really access the back of my house unless you, like, go through a really hard-to-reach wooded area. So, mm-hmm. I'm not really worried about that.
Okay, so we're camouflage, come through the back. Got it?
What prompted this question, though?
I was thinking about my own situation and how we lock our doors, but the windows seem much more easily penetrable than a door. And like they're openable. So
yeah,
probably crowbar them open pretty easily. But I'm interested that you didn't choose any like active defenses. You went mostly for the hide in kind of plain sight.
Do you want me to go full Home Alone with a floor of thumbtacks and...
Yeah, you wouldn't have any swinging paint cans or any like staplers attached to door handles or...
I sure as hell fantasized about that a lot as a child.
Hell yeah, he did.
My mom loved Home Alone, so we watched them both every Christmas. And I would just... At that night, I would just be like, okay, so what traps would I make?
Yeah. Would you have like... Like, if you had all the money and technology at your disposal, would you have an armed defense system, like a perimeter turret gun kind of setup?
I don't know about... I feel that you would have false positives and end up killing people that were just walking by your house.
So many neighborhood kids and dogs.
Yeah, so I don't feel too great about that. I would probably have something pretty cool though. I would probably have a safe room in the house as well.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called? Panic rooms?
Oh,
Jodie
yeah.
Foster.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster would be, let's just live in my panic room. but inside the panic room, there would be a monitor that you could see the whole outside of the house from and all that.
Yeah. I want that too, except I'm afraid I might just start living in the panic room.
That is a real and legitimate fear.
Like, why do you need to leave? You can see every part of your house from there.
You know what?
There's like a tube that brings you pudding.
You know what you would definitely do is eat your panic room rations before you needed them.
Oh, yeah, I would.
You'd have to make the rations for your panic room somewhat unappealing so that you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, those like military meal in a bag things or something.
Although even that, I would get desperate in the night. Yeah.
Oh, there's no frozen pizza left.
Yeah.
Going to the panic room.
Yeah. I don't want to drive to McDonald's for nuggets again.
Yeah.
So
guess I'll just have freeze-dried nuggets.
And then in the wee hours of the morning, you hear a knock. You grab the wife, the kid if you have him, run him into the panic room, close the door, lock it. And then your wife looks around and is like, where are all the rations?
There's just a pile of wrappers in the corner.
And you still have like a smear of chocolate on your face from right before you went to bed.
You're eating the very last one.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
What about live defenses, like a pack of dogs, or like the dogs that shoot bees out of their mouths, and when they bark, they shoot bees at you?
I don't know if I could stomach training dogs to be guard dogs. I feel like you have to be pretty mean to them to get them to that stage.
Yeah, no, I would need pre-trained.
Yeah, and I would need to be like a farm where I couldn't fall in love with them or name them.
Okay.
I just have to have a sort of kennel outside and have a third party bring in, like, refresh the dogs whenever they needed to be.
Okay, so you need like a security team living in the back.
Yeah.
The backyard of your house, which maintains and feeds and trains your dogs.
Security dogs as a service.
That's a good idea. We should start that.
What do you think, like $30 a month?
That's incredibly good value, even if you're just playing with the dogs.
We should start puppies as a service, I think.
I've wanted to do that forever.
My thing is, what do you do with the puppies? And where, like, how do you keep a constant supply of puppies?
See my vest. Made that's from all those puppies' chests.
That's a Simpsons reference for anybody listening.
Yeah, two in a row.
The other one was dogs with bees that come out of their mouth.
Obviously.
Yeah.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Space Invaders. That's right. The arcade game from the, I want to say 70s?
I think 80s.
Maybe 80s. Ingraining pew-pew sounds in children's minds forever.
Pew-pew.
What's your emotional support animal?
You're asking this because we listened to a Science Versus about emotional support animals, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, and they
what's her name? Wendy Zuckerman.
I have a crush on her.
Yeah. That hot Australian voice.
Yeah. And they concluded that they're basically bullshit, right?
They said there's no scientific evidence that, like, having your support animal on a plane is actually going to stop you from a panic attack or whatever in the long term. But they did say that there's like definite short-term benefits from like petting dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, like, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
I said it was a stupid episode because everybody knows dogs are good and everybody, well, like most reasonable people think emotional support animals on planes are stupid.
Yeah. True.
But
sometimes you have to reiterate with pseudoscience to make people realize.
Yeah. So, like, what emotional support animal would you have now that they're, like, all on the table?
Yeah, I want, I think, a turtle or some sort of small amphibian.
Okay. Turtles stink, you know.
But
they do live, they could just sit in your pocket. And that'd be cute.
Why do turtles stink?
It's not really them. It's, like, their shitty bog environment. Make me live in the side of a river, bro.
Well, I'm
gonna stink.
Then my emotional support turtle wouldn't stink because I'd keep him in a terrarium or whatever and keep it real clean.
No, that has to be stinky and dirty. That's the way they like it.
Oh. Okay, so could I do a frog?
Same problem. You got to keep them moist, too.
Well, okay, that could, in theory, help with my anxiety. If I'm worried about keeping the frog moist the whole time, then I don't have the capacity to worry about myself.
Okay, maybe.
Right?
Sure. Just some logic in that.
So, I think frog is a pretty good one.
Okay.
What, do you have one? Well, I think of more.
Well, the problem, I mean, I like the size of the frog. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
The pocket-sized animal is appealing. But they also need the brain capacity to love you, which I don't think a frog has enough of.
How dare you.
So I'm gonna have to go with some sort of furred animal, like minimum gerbil hamster size.
Okay. On that, I had a pet rat when I was a kid.
roughly the same size, way better than a gerbil or a hamster. They're way smarter.
Yeah.
They do have the capacity to like care for you.
Okay. Yeah. A rat would be a good option then.
How about in that episode, they talked about an emotional support squirrel, mm-hmm. which isn't that basically just a rat?
Pretty much.
With a fuzzy tail?
Oh, yeah.
So squirrel could be good.
Yeah.
How about Pocahontas's friends, the raccoon?
Yeah, I do like trash pandas.
Yeah, she has a pug too, but I assume we're excluding dogs from...
Yeah, that's too basic.
Yeah, so raccoon could be cool, right? A pre-puberty raccoon. So it wasn't like crazy and...
and horny.
Yeah.
Trying to fuck you.
So baby raccoon.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah, sure.
What else?
Maybe like a possum.
Possums are gross looking.
I think they're cute.
Really?
Nah, forget it. Do you think that people who need a support animal should just not fly?
I think they should have their own airline.
Yes. Great idea.
Yeah.
It's way more expensive.
Yeah, but pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
And people would do it that didn't need an animal just to experience that, probably.
Uh-huh.
A plane full of animals. Although it would be so smelly.
Yeah, it'll stink. Okay, a couple episodes we did, if you could choose a cartoon family to be a part of. Oh, no, a sitcom family.
Yeah.
Which would it be? Well, today we're going one step further and answering the question, if you could just pick two new parents, anyone alive or dead, who would it be?
Yeah, they have to be real people, though, I think. No sitcom families this time.
Okay, fair enough.
I am going to go with Will and Jada.
Okay, my first question is then, which variation of one of their names are you named?
Okay, so what are their current kids? Jaden and Willow. It's too perfect. You can't add you a third to that.
Wilhelmina or Jadane.
Okay, that's, I go with Jadane.
Okay, cool.
Who would your celebrity parent, not celebrity, who would your other alternative parents be?
I actually was asked this question in an interview. One of my
like
previous
a job interview?
Yeah. I worked for briefly a company with a fun culture. Interview questions included, what's your go-to dance move? I picked the shopping cart. Who would you pick as your new favorite parents? And how would you describe the color yellow to a blind person?
Okay.
These are all great questions for later episodes.
Yeah.
But who would I pick for my parents? I said, Puff Daddy. As my dad, obviously. And then Kanye West as my mom.
Nice.
Yeah. He's gay in this scenario.
Yeah. I like
that. Well, they're both gay.
I like flipping it on its head like that. That's why they hired you.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, this guy is really forward thinking.
Why did you choose Kanye, though? He seems a bit crazy.
He's totes crazy. And that's the fun of it. But he's so rich.
Right.
You'd just be doing, like, as his child, just the most ridiculous things every day.
I mean, that's sort of why I picked Will and Jada as well, because they seem to not care what their kids are doing and just provide them with unlimited funds to do said things.
Yeah. Whereas Will and Jada seem to be coming from, like, a caring place, I feel that Kanye would be, like, very checked out and just... Like he would Instagram me sometimes.
Right.
But other than that, it'd just be like handfuls of money and then pretty much not interacting.
So where does Puff Daddy come in?
He's just cool. Like he's there. Like we do stuff, fishing.
So Puff Daddy is the real parent.
He is Puff Daddy. I mean, he's my daddy. He also teaches me to rap and produce.
I'm just picturing you, adult Jeff, like walking down the street holding Puff Daddy's hand. That's my daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm picturing
sort
too.
Sort of with an Aziz Ansari sort of personality.
Yeah, sure.